your hourly morning news on KX93.5 now.
Advisors to the Blue Water Music Festival say Mayor Bob Whelan will introduce an extraordinary measure at tonight's city council meeting that, if passed, could still allow the event planned for March 28th and 29th to go on. The festival is teetering on the brink of collapse due to the loss of its top sponsor and headlining top acts last week. Organizers still have yet to finalize the details to obtain a city permit for the show in the Sawdust Festival grounds, in part because of delays negotiating over sound issues with a neighboring business, 7 Degrees. If the last-minute permit is granted, local promoter Rick Conkey says the show will go on with local legends and regional stars. About 30 artists have committed to perform on 3 stages. Conkey says life's too short to roll over. I've been working too hard for this. There's other items of significance on the council's regular agenda. Appointments will be made to the city's Heritage and Environmental Sustainability Committee. The council will review strategies for coping with the summer influx of tourists. On the table are charging fees for parking at the hospital and a second-tier summer parking permit for the canyon lots. Tweaking the North Laguna bike route on Monterey Drive is also under consideration because of complaints from neighbors about cyclists interfering with pedestrians. Since the area lacks sidewalks, both have to share the road with cars. Cyclists want city officials to narrow the path for cars by broadening the street space designed for cyclists and those on foot. Bassist Doug Basie and a string ensemble from the Pacific Symphony perform tonight at 7, part of the Elementary Outreach Program Class Act. The free program at St. Catherine of Siena Parish School features music by Leonard Bernstein and includes a musician meet and greet for children following the performance. Guests are welcome and should park at the Albertson Supermarket and take the Laguna Beach shuttle to the school. Champion surfer Tom Carroll will share video and thoughts about his career at 6 p.m. tonight at the Dana Point Hobie Store, 34174 PCH. The free event will be moderated by Quicksilver founder Bob McKnight of Laguna Beach, who delivered board shorts to surf shops in a VW bus in the 70s. McKnight retired as chief executive of Quicksilver in 2014. The event will include music, surfboard shaping with Hobie master shaper Gary Larson, a barbecue, and giveaways. That's your news this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell on KX93.5.